The Oak by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Live thy life young and old like yon oak, bright in spring, living gold. Summer rich then, and then autumn changed, soberer hued, gold again. All his leaves fallen at length, look, he stands, trunk and bough, naked strength.
The Willow by James Whitcomb Riley. Who shall sing a simple ditty about the willow, dainty, fine and delicate as any bending spray that dandles high the dainty bird that flutters there to trill a tremulously tender song of greeting to the May? Bravest, too, of all the trees, none to match your daring, first of greens to greet the spring and lead in leafy sheen. Aye, and you're the last, almost into winter wearing, still the leaf of loyalty, still the badge of green. Ah, my lovely willow, let the waters lilt your graces. They alone with limped kisses lave your leaves above, flashing back your sylvan beauty, and in shady places peering up with glimmering pebbles like the eyes of love.
The Falling of Leaves by William Butler Yeats. Autumn is over, the long leaves that love us, and over the mice in the barley sheaves, yellow the leaves of the rowan above us, and yellow the wet wild strawberry leaves. The hour of the waning of love has beset us, and weary and worn are our sad souls now. Let us pat, ere the season of passion forget us, with a kiss and a tear on thy drooping brow.
Amongst the Redwoods, Giant and Still by Daniel Sheehan. John Muir has walked these woods through slanted slopes of hill and vale, amongst the redwoods, giant and still. Dripping down amongst the light, Mother Nature's roll call, all in hues of yellows, reds and warm delights. The earth a cooling mass of moss, of dew-wet rocks and slippery stones, the touch of rain and the sound of brooks. This never-idle mantle changes seasons, and man has no dominion but to walk in awe and wondered thought.